As many expected, the Syrian government and the opposition have not reached a common position on all disputed issues. Some of the negotiators refused to support the initiatives. On Wednesday morning, the opposition proposed a 10-point list of their demands and suggestions. Among other things, the opposition called for an end to disarming armed groups in Syria, a demand that seems unrealistic while the country is grappling with ISIL terrorist attacks.
The talks held in Geneva failed due to the fact that the opposition had one-sided vision and was deformed. This was the essence of the failure of the Geneva II talks. Syria has three huge problems: humanitarian, terrorism, and the need for fundamental changes in the political life. One of the most important conditions for victory over ISIL is the transition from confrontation to an understanding of the ruling government with the opposition.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stressed that any outside interference in Syrian settlement undermines the Geneva Agreement. According to Lavrov, Syrians themselves should make mutual concessions in the search for a consensus.
Our stance on the Syrian crisis has been always consistent. We have repeatedly stated that the settlement is up to Syrians themselves on the principles of Geneva Communique.
The discussions to find a solution for the Syrian crisis are held behind closed doors with 38 negotiators from two sides in attendance. The Moscow meeting comes almost a year after the UN-backed conference in Geneva failed to yield any breakthrough or concrete results. The current round of negotiations will be concluded on Thursday. Marina Kartonova, Press TV, Moscow.